trying to dig out everything they can.
Uh-huh.
To the meaning of my animal, the beginning of my animal, all that. And of course,
now is the best time I can think of doing it because of
you. Oh, yes, by some
day. No, well, not only that, but we're almost, what, Miami's 79 years old itself, and you wait another 50 years, and
that's
you won't be able to find,
won't be anyone.
There's going to be so much assimilation.
That's why Ms. Peter sent people to me, because I'm one of the early families, and I'm the oldest one in that family.
Is that right?
Of our own family.
But how many families did you know that were around, you know, when your family was first here?
Well, my family grew quickly into a quite a little township, and of course we knew
here's a family that we were very interested in, and they were around at 25.
And that was my mother's best friend.
Mrs. wrote this book of poems back in that day. And there's one here on Maine. This is Florida, My Florida, to the tune of Maryland, My Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their song. And this is the poem she wrote to Maine back in that day. I don't know if I think this was printed.
No, I don't remember. It was up in the teens years, of course. She didn't have time to in the early years.
It doesn't show. But it was around 25 that book was printed. But it's a collection of poems that she wrote throughout her life.
I tell you, John and his family came down here by a covered wagon. And he had the first shoe store, then shoe store and clothing store. Came in covered wagon from Bartow, Florida. Anna came in covered wagon from Palatka, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the only Jew we had for years, he came down on the first train, and he brought his little box of goods, and he started to pull that box of ties and belts and handkerchiefs and what have you that he brought down, and opened the box on the sidewalk and started to sell. And his daughter is a big person here now. And
Miss Weintraub.
Miss Weintraub.
Did that
help you some?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
This woman's son had the Southern Venetian blind here for years and years. He's died now. He's not with us, and she's died. So there's so many Miamians now that has moved out of town. They just, as they retired now, most of them just leave the whole city and are gone.
That's one reason. Well, I've been having a bit of difficulty locating native-born.
Well, my sister and I.
Were you also born here?
Yes.
Born here in 1907.
In the same house?
Right. I was born in that Biscayne house.
Yeah, that big house, a two-story house. She was built in two-story.
This one?
Yeah. Yeah. And she has a twin brother that lives in California. And our mother died just 2 months after she died, after she was buried. Born, so. Anyway, came by covered wagon from Florida, and came from by covered wagon from Bartow, and would come on down and we would put some people who had a long way down from horseback, from blueback, and we would put. And then,
this is our picture.
Yeah.
There's some more wicker.
Well,
yeah, that's wicker.
And this is a postcard picture that was made. Our stepmother and my brother and I when the First World War began, I think it was about then. Wasn't it?
No, that was in
1999.
I don't remember. It was in 1999. My daddy and mom were married. Mama said, you know I married you for the twins, don't you? She was so crazy about
those twins. So, look what she got.
You see that chair that Mr. is sitting on is one of the wicker chairs.